Good evening from the New York Stadium in Rotherham, and welcome to the Inside Elland Road podcast with me, Phil Hay, at the end of a very, very big win for Leeds United tonight. 2-1 away at Rotherham, two goals from Matthias Cleek in the second half, who hasn't been scoring goals recently, 15 games without one before tonight, but came up with a timely and very crucial brace to turn today's derby in Leeds United's favour. Wasn't looking like it was going to go that way at half-time. Leeds trailing to a goal in the first half from Semi Ajayi, a top corner finish and the pick of the three goals today. But a crucial tactical change from Marcelo Bielsa at half-time, giving Pablo Hernandez more space and freedom on the left wing, bringing Tyler Roberts into the number 10 role to add a little bit of fizz to that area of the pitch, turned the performance, turned the game in Leeds United's favour, and ultimately a very deserved win that leaves Leeds United 3 points clear at the top of the table tonight. We've got Marcelo Bielsa's thoughts from the post-match press conference for you here, his verdict on the performance itself, what he felt went wrong in the first half, why he felt changes were needed, his thoughts on the performance of Matthias Cleek, and also his debuting goalkeeper Kiko Casilla, who was beaten all ends up by the strike from Ajayi. But overall, aside from a couple of rather rash runs forward from his goal line, looked very competent, good on the ball, good authority in the box, and one particularly cracking save from Will Volks in the second half when the game was at 1-1. A little bit from Bielsa on transfers here as well, although didn't give too much away. But as it stands at the moment, Leeds still trying to do a deal with Swansea City for winger Daniel James, who they hope to bring in before Thursday's transfer deadline. So here are the thoughts of Bielsa, and also comments from Rotherham manager Paul Warren at the end of today's match.
El trámite del partido hacía pensar que sí, que podíamos generar opciones para convertir.
Yes, the physiognomy of the goal of the game made us think that we could score another goal.
In the first half, Rotherham seemed to dominate and seemed to control the game. What did you feel was happening in the first half, and why the change at half-time?
En el primer tiempo, Rotherham parecía dominar el partido. ¿Qué pensó del primer tiempo y por qué hizo el cambio?
No me dio la sensación de que dominaran el partido.
I don't think that Rotherham dominated the first half.
La sensación que me dio es que nosotros teníamos la pelota, pero que no creábamos peligro.
My analysis is that we had the ball, but we didn't create any danger.
En el segundo tiempo cambió ese. Logramos atacar mejor y crear situaciones de gol.
And in the second half this changed, we attacked better and we had chances to score.
El primer gol tuvo un efecto anímico, el gol del empate tuvo un efecto anímico importante para nosotros.
And the first goal had a positive impact for the team.
How important do you feel it is for Matthias Cleek to
have
scored today? It's a long time since he scored. How good will it be for Matthias Cleek to score those goals today? It is a long time since he last scored. How important will that be for him?
Es importante que Cleek haya marcado dos goles hacía tiempo que no marcaba goles.
Sí, muy importante porque cuando nos cuesta convertir, agregar un jugador que se vincule mejor con el gol, que se vincule con el gol, es muy positivo.
Yes, because when it's hard for the team to score goals, when you have another player capable of scoring goal, it's always something positive for the team.
Can I ask what you made of your goalkeeper today? Was his debut particularly good save in the second half?
¿Qué pensó del rendimiento de Casilla, sobre todo que hizo? Tuvo una intervención importante en el segundo tiempo.
Bueno, no tuvo demasiado trabajo.
He didn't have a lot of work to do.
Remates de media distancia.
He had mid-distance finishing.
Y algo de juego aéreo en el cierre del partido.
And he had some of aerial game at the end of the game.
El gol fue, desde mi punto de vista, muy difícil de evitar.
And from my point of view, it was very difficult to avoid the goal we conceded.
y el resto de sus acciones fueron equilibradas.
And he had the balanced performance.
We're into the last week of the transfer window. What do you expect to happen in this week, and how important do you think it is that more players arrive?
Vamos a empezar la última semana del mercado de transferencias. Es importante que ingresen otros jugadores, que lleguen otros jugadores. ¿Y piensa que van a llegar?
No tengo certeza de que podamos incorporar algún jugador más.
I don't have any certainty about the possibility of welcoming a new player or not.
Do you feel it's important that players do though? Does it feel essential to you that players come in, or would you be happy if that doesn't happen?
Estaría satisfecho si llegasen jugadores, o si no llegasen jugadores, estaría lo mismo.
Si los jugadores que contrata el club mejoran a los que en este momento resuelven las posiciones, sí, pero en tanto y en cuanto sean jugadores superiores a los que tenemos en la posición que de la que se trate.
If we can welcome players that are better than our players, it would be a good thing, but as long as they're better than our players, depending on the position.
Can I ask you, Pablo Hernández, has he gone off with an injury at the end there last summer?
¿Se lesionó Hernández al final?
No sabría decirle. Sé que cuando estaba por hacer el cambio, él mostró una molestia y por eso lo saqué a él.
I couldn't tell. I knew that when I was going to make the substitution, he felt something, so I switched the substitution I was going to make.
And Tyler Roberts, how pleased were you with his second half performance?
Está satisfecho del segundo rendimiento de Roberts, del segundo tiempo de Roberts.
Sí. Cambió la cara del equipo en el juego ofensivo.
Yes, he changed the physiognomy of the team in the offensive play.
Marcelo, that feels like quite an important win today. You were seen embracing Pablo Quiroga again. Does it feel like quite a big win for you?
Sorry, can't hear you.
It feels like quite an important win today. Marcelo was quite emotional at the end. He was embracing Pablo Quiroga. Does he feel it's a big win?
Era un partido importante hoy. Vimos al final que usted estaba emocionado y que le dio un abrazo a Pablo Quiroga.
Sí, era un triunfo muy necesario.
Yeah, it was a necessary win.
In Jack Clark today, he was withdrawn at halftime. Didn't quite have his best game today, did he?
Clark salió al medio tiempo. No hizo su mejor partido hoy, ¿no es cierto?
Tuvo muy pocas ocasiones para desequilibrar en el uno contra uno, que es su mayor virtud.
He didn't have many opportunities to go on 1v1, which is his best skill.
Can I ask you, is that victory a sign of a side, the characteristic of a team that wins the league, that comes back from behind away and wins in that manner?
Esta victoria es el dibuja el rasgo de un equipo que va a ascender, pues después de conceder el primer gol logró revertir el resultado.
Falta mucho para que faltan muchos partidos y todavía el equipo no tiene una conducta estable.
We still have many games to play and we can't say that the team has stable behavior so far.
Were you satisfied with the overall performance?
¿Está contento del rendimiento global del equipo?
Sí, en el segundo tiempo, en el primer tiempo fue un equipo prolijo, pero no agresivo, sin llegada.
In the first half the team had the ball but we didn't create any chances.
Y en el segundo tiempo fue un equipo prolijo pero con llegada.
And in the second half we had the ball and we didn't create any chances.
Does Marcelo feel that because of what's happened in recent weeks, does he feel like teams are desperate to try and stop Leeds from winning the title?
¿Usted piensa que con lo que pasó en las últimas semanas los equipos quieren impedir que Leeds gane el título?
No, lo que pasó en la última semana ha generado reacciones entendibles.
What happened in the last weeks generated understandable reactions.
Okay, thanks everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Cheers. Cheers,
Salim.
Thanks, Salim.
Poor crew went to lose, but team gave everything.
Team game everything, you say?
Team game.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, it's always difficult to concede that late on because it then doesn't allow you to sort of throw the kitchen sink at, if that makes sense. So, you know, obviously if they'd have took the lead after 70 minutes, we could have made more positive changes. But, look, there's no... you know me, I am 100% honest. So, I am hugely proud of my team's effort. You know, they stuck to the plan. They kept, obviously, top of the table. Limited them to very few chances. Disappointing, obviously. Whenever you concede a goal, there's always like three mistakes in it. So I'm not passing the blame at anyone. Just disappointed the first goal, like we had a chance to clear it. And it just feels a little bit at the moment that, you know, I don't know how many Magpies are bad luck, but, you know, Ipswich the other week, we slashed at a clearance, they scored and we played really well and deserved something out of it. And I thought... today, just from the lads' attitude and sticking to the game plan and limiting to very few chances, could have been enough to come away with a positive result.
Yeah, you changed your formation slightly, but the game plan was spot on, wasn't it? Almost a perfect first half, obviously,
going 1-0. Yeah, thanks. Yeah, I thought we were good. Like I said, we limited an excellent team. I mean, I don't think anyone in this room came to the game today expecting us to win the game. You know, we're obviously the underdog when we play most teams in this league, but, you know, especially Leeds. But I thought the lads, you know, give everything they had, you know, predominantly made all the right decisions. And I thought first half, we, you know, apart from a bright start from Leeds, we limited to very few opportunities. And I had a good feeling that, you know, the second half might take the same vein. But I think the substitution at half time changed it. He caused us no end of problems. And I think the centre-halves were caught between a rock and a hard place, whether to come in and close him down or keep to their shape. Obviously, I'd rather them take the first option, but, you know, they're human, they're footballers, they're going to make their own decisions at times. They're not robots. So, overall, I'm really pleased with what the lad's done, but, unfortunately, it's a points business, isn't it?
Some strike by Shem as well.
Yeah, well, I made a joke with the lads at half-time about it, to be fair, that there's no way Bielsa would have prepared for that because I haven't even seen it in training. Talk about anybody else. So, but you know, to be fair, Shem can score goals and he's hit it sweet, and I thought Will hit his sweet as well second half. If that had gone in the top corner, the place would have gone ballistic. So, yeah, in that respect, it was a diamond in the sand, so to speak.
Yeah, I mean, 5 minutes ago, you sent in a very good point.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think I understand your point. I don't think you ever give away possession needlessly. It's just the pressure they put you under, and then you're more fatigued, and then, you know, it's harder to make the right decision at times. And so, although, you know, we might have made a better decision on the ball, it's their enforced pressure on us, really. But it is disappointing because I thought the subs went on and done really well and had a real positive impact. So, I mean, I think if you would have witnessed me, or if you see it back on the TV, when that second goal went in, it's probably the most I've reacted to conceding the goal. It did feel like a right sucker punch, to be honest. So, and I'm disappointed for all the fans who come, obviously, and for the chairman and for my players, because it, you know, a point at home to Leeds would have been a good point.
Yeah, you brought Billy Jones in with an excellent game. Did you just think it was the right time to take Zach out of the firing line?
Yeah. He's got a problem with his heel, so he hasn't trained all week, so we're hopeful that I mean, it would have been a good game for Ben, in fairness, because out of all my midfielders, he's the most mobile, and mobility is key against Leeds because they can all play, they can all shift, they can all have it in tight areas. So it's disappointing that Ben wasn't available, because he's been doing really well, but, you know, that's football, isn't it, really?
Are you expecting back?
I don't honestly know yet, mate. I hope so. I think the Millwall game's going to be too quick for Willow. And again, we you know, I'm not making excuses, but I am making excuses. You know, like today would have been ideal to put a Willow or a Newley on as the game changed, you know, as the game went on. And we sort of missed them as part of the squad at the moment. So.
You talked on Thursday saying you'd hope to have a strike in by this weekend. That's not happened.
You didn't see him? No, you didn't see him. Okay. I've asked him to wear a fake tash and a hat so no one saw him. No, that didn't happen. Not through lack of effort of Vi, the club, really. But in the end, I spoke to the manager and he said he needed him for this weekend. He needed him in their squad, and it's something we'll have to revisit Monday morning. I don't foresee any more problems, but until I actually physically see him in my training ground, you always have to have an element of pessimism. But I still think I will welcome him into the club this week.
Do you expect to be busy with ins and outs next week? I don't have to ask you as much more.
No. It is a constant, I think the saying is, ball ache. Anyone who isn't in the 18 wants to go, although, and I understand it, they have to think of themselves. I have to think of the team and the club. So there might be some outs if I think they suit us, but if they don't, they'll have to sit down and shut up, really. Yeah, I think so. I now I'm not sitting here like angry or anything. I am a little bit disappointed. I am exhausted. So I'll go to ice hockey in a bit after I spoke to the chairman, and then try and relax with my family and try and turn off. But as you well know me in this room, that ain't that easy for me. But I am proud of the lads' efforts, and player for player, they are better than us. There's no point me lying anywhere else. They are better players than us. They are quicker, tighter control. Very organised, well coached, but for the majority of the game the lads done everything we asked them to do, and I have no complaints. So our job is to coach them and to be as good as they can be, and I think we are definitely doing that, although I appreciate other people have different opinions, but I believe we are.